This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. Violinist Tomas Kotik was studying at the Glenn Gould School of Music in Toronto when he auditioned for the New World Symphony. 7 years later, Tomas is a professional and a member of the Delray String Quartet, and he's still applying the lessons he learned from New World Symphony founder and artistic director Michael Tilson Thomas.
I think that they also inspire me to follow at some point my own projects and follow my own dreams, and I think he does stimulate all of us to follow our own aspirations.
Tomas Kotik has numerous professional dreams, the most recent of which is his sixth recording. It's a collection of chamber works by Franz Schubert featuring pianist Tao Lin.
I love these pieces. They mean a lot to me. This recording is a dream come true, something I wanted to do for a long time.
Tomas is so passionate about this project, it has since become the focus of his doctoral dissertation at the University of Miami Frost School of Music.
I feel a very big responsibility when recording this repertoire that has also been recorded already a number of times. And that's what made me research and go deep to be sure that I know as much as possible about this music, about the context of the creation of this piece, about Schubert's life, about the performance practices in Schubert's times.
Tomas has made some intriguing discoveries about those performance practices. He says the tempos used in Vienna at the time are probably a little bit faster than originally thought, and the piano's use of pedal is also very subtle, which Tao Lin demonstrates very effectively in the duo sonata in A major.
Well, in the Andantino, one of the interesting things is that there's a pedal marking by Schubert, but he marked very few times, only for special effects. So in this recording, we try to use the pedal in the piano as little as possible, only for very special moments, and interpret the markings. Also with the vibrato, we know that in those times they did vibrate, but only some notes, not every single note, and there was no continuous vibrato. So while we recorded with modern instruments, and I would say aesthetically our approach is relatively modern, we try to make sure in several aspects that we incorporate that understanding of the instruments and of the performance practices into our approach. With the tone of the violin, for me, the sound in Schubert is incredibly important, and it means a lot to me because there's, for example, in the fantasy, the middle part of the fantasy is a set of variations on a lead that Schubert composed 5 years earlier. It speaks about love from a distance, probably that paradox of beauty and suffering together, and to get that in the violin and in the recording is a big challenge and something very beautiful to go for.
Schubert's Fantasy in C major and his Rondo in B minor, both of which appear on this recording, were influenced by the same Czech violinist, according to Tomas.
He composed those pieces for Josef Slavik. He was a virtuoso. He also was compared at those times to Paganini. And I see the influence in those hints of Czech character, but also in a very special kind of virtuosity that both of those pieces have, and in the opinion of many musicians, are among the most challenging pieces for violin and piano.
Violinist Tomas Kotik is always up for a new challenge. In fact, his next project with pianist Tao Lin celebrates the music of Astor Piazzolla, the most famous composer from Tomas's homeland of Argentina. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.